Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Soul Guided Living. I'm Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest today is my friend and soul sister, Dr. Anastasia Chopalis. Dr. Anastasia is known as the scientific healer, and she's the author of a fantastic book called The Diamond Healing Method, Get Healthy No Matter What Your Doctor Says. You know, when she was facing her own personal health crisis, Anastasia combined alternative healing methods with vibrational and molecular physics to regain her health. And she has so much to share with us today. So I want to say welcome, Anastasia. I am just thrilled that you are here.
Hi, Laurel. I am excited to be here. I've just looked forward to today for a long time.
Well, first I wanted to start by saying congratulations on your book, The Diamond Healing Method, Get Healthy No Matter What Your Doctor Says. I actually spent my morning rereading this book, and what a fantastic read. You know, what I love about your book is that you explain the science behind how we can heal ourselves so simply. It's just such an easy read. And, you know, it's interesting because I know we met at a speaking event, I think almost about a year ago, and I remember that you were talking about science and healing, and I was sharing soul-guided living, and it was just like we just clicked, you know. And I found it so intriguing that, you know, that you had been a professor and a very well-known researcher studying vibration and the energetics of matter, and you evolved into a healer, in fact, a scientific healer. And I just wanted you to share, if you would, how did you go from being a professor and spending 38 years doing scientific research into being the scientific healer?
Well, of course, that story began about 30 years ago when I first discovered that I had other skills besides, you know, your normal five senses. Mm-hmm. I discovered that I could hear people's thoughts and that I connected with people in a different way. I could actually feel them when they entered within 3 feet of me. I could feel them. I could be blindfolded, and I still knew that they were there and what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So that kind of led me into looking at many of the esoteric sciences while I was a researcher. And mm-hmm. then, of course, I was living in Germany, and, of course, I got sick. I got very sick. I was taking really good care of myself. I ran 6 miles before breakfast. I ate a healthy diet. I thought I had, you know, the world in the palm of my hand because I lived in this beautiful place that overlooked orchards and vineyards. And that's where I ran every morning. It was just a like a dream life. But I got really sick to the point where I only had 2 good hours a day. I was wondering, how am I going to take care of my kids? How am I going to live my life? I'm so tired. You know, I knew that my family lived a long time, so I expected I would live a long time. And here I was in my early 40s, like really stuck in bed and getting sick a lot and wondering how I was going to continue on for another 50 years like that.
Right.
So the fortunate part was my living in Germany, where homeopathic and naturopathic medicine was far advanced compared to what it was here in the U.S. at the same time. This was the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I started learning that. I would go to different doctors, and I learned it, discussed it with them, and started developing practices based on, I first started out in Reiki. I became a Reiki master at that time. And I started to realize how powerful this was. And not only did I get better, I am way stronger, way healthier, pain-free. I had pain all the way from the time I was 19. I'm pain-free, medication-free. I'm now in my 60s. So I have developed into that just by the path that I had to take in order for me to get well. And now that's why the title of my book says, Get Healthy No Matter What Your Doctor Says. Because my doctors were telling me I had to take medication, I had to have surgery, I had to have organs removed. You know, it was really serious. And I don't do any of that now. Because I just didn't listen to them.
Well, you found your way, or your own way, you know, and it's interesting because that's, you know, how our journey is, right? I mean, we are guided on this journey, and when we stop and we pause and we take a look back, we really begin to understand why we're here and what we're here to share with others. And I know that, you know, you're known as the scientific healer, and, you know, so what is it exactly that you do when you work with someone?
Well, first of all, we all are able to connect with one another. We're built to connect. That's how our bodies and our spirits are. We're built to interconnect with one another. We connect through our hearts. So the first thing that I do is I connect with people to understand exactly what it is they need. I look at all four levels, the spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that all of those things that I'm describing can be very well described by quantum physics and vibrational physics. So vibrational physics is a study of things like light, sound, you know, all things that have waves in them, and the interaction of waves and matter and waves with one another. It's all a description of how energy works. So what I do is I connect and understand exactly what it is that they need, and then I send the energy into where it needs to go. And this is a really clear description of how most energy healing works.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I do is that I understand exactly what wavelengths they need, and I provide that for them, or something that's cyclical, for example, the way certain glands need to secrete their hormones. So I provide that cyclical thing by superimposing waves on that particular gland or organ. So that is where the science comes in, and I found that it's way more effective than just sending healing energy to an area by, you know, directing it and adding the science into it. And this has caught a lot of attention, and people are coming in droves to my course because of you know, they want to learn how to do this. This is all brand new. No one's done this before.
So not only are you helping people to be healed, but it sounds like you're also teaching people how to heal themselves. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. We were all built with the same equipment, and everybody can heal themselves, which is why I say get healthy no matter what your doctor says. I don't have to do it. You can do it.
Wow, how empowering is that? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a lot of people who are interested in that. So, you know, I wanted to talk for a minute about stress. You know, I was reading the book, and you talk about stress and the impact that stress has on our body and our life. So, you know, what happens when we're stressed?
Well, the stress, you know, our limbic brain, the primitive brain in our body, is built to keep us in survival. It's built there to keep us safe. And so whenever we perceive something that is unsafe for us, which is happening to us all the time, our adrenals start firing. As soon as the adrenals fire and let out the cortisol, the adrenaline, the norepinephrine, all of those excitation hormones, the things that get our body moving and makes us stronger and, you know, provides us with a pseudo hit of energy, that keeps us going. As soon as we're doing that, our body starts using up its resources and it can't heal. And the only way that our bodies do heal is by going into what's called the parasympathetic state. It's an internal state, internally motivated, internally calming. It's the state of us that's filled with love and joy. And that state is the place that we do heal. So as soon as we calm down, our bodies then start to heal. And that's why it's very important to get ourselves out of stress if we're constantly stressed.
Wow. I want to remind all of our listeners that you are listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. And today our guest is Dr. Anastasia Tsopolis, who's known as a scientific healer and author of a new book, The Diamond Healing Method, Get Healthy No Matter What Your Doctor Says. And after this short commercial break, we're going to dive deeper into understanding the science behind the healing. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is Dr. Anastasia Tsopolis, who's known as the scientific healer and author of The Diamond Healing Method, Get Healthy No Matter What Your Doctor Says. And before the break, we were talking about stress and the impact that stress has on our body and our energy and what happens when we're stressed. And Anastasia, you know, with all of that we've been discussing about stress, how can we become more resilient to that stress?
Well, there are a number of ways, of course, and one of them that I offer a lot is to help relieve and release the stress out of the body every day, at least once a day. So one of the ways would be I have a little healing audio that I provide on my website for free on scientifichealer.com. I have a little healing audio, and in that audio, it helps release the emotional stress, the physical stress, and the personal stress, all the stresses out of the body. And it's only 13 minutes, and that allows you to do it very quickly, like before you go to bed. You know, you brush your teeth, you wash your hair, you take a shower. That's physical hygiene, and now we need to do energetic hygiene and clear out all that stress out of the body. And people that have done that regularly, they report back to me that it just makes their life so much easier because they feel better, they have more energy because it's not all bottlenecked up into stress. Mm. So that's one way. There are lots of other ways, including going out and taking a walk outside and enjoy the fresh air. Even if you live in a smelly city, just get outside and see the sun and even put your bare feet onto grass or dirt or sand or put them in the water at the beach. All that helps release, ground yourself, release all the stresses in your body. And there are, of course, other ways, including managing your relationships better because relationships can be stressful.
Well, thank you. And I know at the in your book you have 26 stress busters, so I encourage everybody to get a copy of the book and read through those. And I wanted to jump over now. I wanted to talk more about physics. And in the book, there's a whole discussion about Einstein, and I love Einstein, and the famous equation E equals mc squared, demonstrating that matter is energy. And you talk about the scientific research that's proven that everything has a frequency. And in the book, you talk about our energetic blueprint. And I was wondering if you could share with us, you know, what is that energetic blueprint? And does each one of us have that?
Yes. It was discovered in the 1930s by an MD named Dr. H.F. Burr, Harold Burr. And what he did was he used a very simple electrodes and voltmeter to measure the energy fields around embryos of animals. He did salamanders and mice, and he found that around each of them was an energetic envelope that was approximately the size of the adult animal.
Hmm.
So, and the other thing that he discovered was that if he exposed the animals after they were born, if he exposed the animals to some sort of illness, like a cancer gene or a virus, that before the animal got sick, the energetic field around the body started to shrink immediately, and then the animal got sick either weeks or months later. So these things all show up early on, and we all have them. There are people that are clairvoyant and can see them. Mm-hmm. And on occasion, I do see them. My daughter is very clairvoyant, and she sees them. And she says that whenever we're out of alignment with our blueprint is when aging and illness start to take effect. So these are things that have been proven. There are also now biophotonic and bioelectric measurements that show the same thing. For example, our bioelectric field, if we're healthy and we're doing really well, it'll read anywhere between 70 and 80 megahertz. And when we get sick, it goes below 60 megahertz. And people that are about to die are down in the 20 and 30 megahertz range. And so there are so many measurements that show that all of these things that the esoteric people that are clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient have felt for years, now we have scientific proof that those things are in existence. They do exist, and that we weren't just imagining things.
and I love this because we have that invisible side of our life, and the fact that we have scientific research that is literally proving all of this, and it's all, coming to light. I just love the way that you're sharing all of this with people. And, it really just adds a whole nother dimension in our ability to stay healthy. And, when I think about vibration and frequency, it makes me think about, what about food? I mean, how does what you eat every day play a role in your health? Because if everything is energy and everything's a vibration, then, what role does food play?
Well, food has the same kind of components that we have, because either it was alive or it's still alive. All your mm-hmm. raw fruits and vegetables are still alive. They'll grow in your refrigerator or on your countertop. So these things have their own energy besides the actual chemicals that are in them. So they'll have an energy that is not physical. And those energies depend on how well we treat the food, if we spray it with pesticides, which is something that kills something, or herbicides that has a death energy on it, it lowers the energy of the food. So when I've measured the food energy of healthy, homegrown, organic food, it will be, it has a much higher energy. It measures several hundred points. I use a scale of 0 to 1,000. It'll have several hundred points higher than something that has been sprayed with pesticides and farmed mechanically, because love didn't hold it. In other words, somebody didn't pick the fruit up and hand it to you and, give it to you because they grew it.
Mm-hmm.
So those energies are a lot lower, like several up to 500 points lower. And then you'll have, animal meat. Of course, the animals are dead, so that lowers the energy immediately. And then you cook it, that lowers it even further. And if it's conventional or even fast food, which is even worse because of the way they treat it before it gets to you, like some beef farms will bleach their meat to get rid of all the germs inside, and then they'll wash the bleach off. Like, seriously, do you think that stuff is all washed off? It's picked that energy and the energy of that stuff is usually below 100. And so I am so sensitive at this point in my life that I can't even get near that stuff because it feels like I'm eating death. I'm making my body unhealthy by eating it. So basically organic and homegrown things like nuts, fruits, and vegetables are highest on the scale, and the lowest on the scale is those imitation food stuffs, and they'll end up down around 100.
So just I think from everything that you've just said, it's just real important that we pay attention to the food that we're putting in our body, because the higher vibration of the food, that's going to keep our megahertz up.
Exactly. And another way that you could do this, there has been the famous study by Dr. Emoto, is that you can actually add energy back in, especially into your water, because we're 60% water and 92% of our bloodstream is water. So if you add good energy back into your water, for example, you can raise the energy of what goes in your body. Or just pray over your food. Thank God or your supreme being for the gifts that you have and that it's going to be nourishing. You add energy back into your food.
Oh, I love that. Well, Anastasia, there's so much science here, so much application in our daily lives. What's one final thought that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, the thing that I find most important for me is to release all of that nervous energy and all of that relationship energy. You know, we're connected to people, and if people are energy vampires, you have to release them with love, and if you can't with love, release them with neutrality. By releasing all that out of your body, you become more and more and more of who you were meant to be. And it is a lot more relaxing, satisfying. You get healthier. That's just basically it. So all the ways you can release. So I know that you, Laurel, are a big proponent of meditation. It really helps. And also those healing audios that I have to offer, they really help too.
And so I want to encourage all of our listeners to connect with Dr. Anastasia at her website, which is scientifichealer.com. Is that right, Anastasia?
It is. And once every week to 2 weeks, I offer a free training and healing session. And you can sign up for that on my website, scientifichealer.com/energize me. And there's no punctuation. It's just energize me, one word. And that you can have that free half hour of training. It's about a half hour plus a little bit more. And I also offer $300 worth of free gifts on that training.
Well, everyone, I encourage you to go to Scientific Healer today. Anastasia, thank you so much for sharing this time with us. Love you. And just to share a little secret with everyone, Anastasia and I are working together on a new presentation, a new training that we're putting together on the science and the soul of leadership. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come between Dr. Anastasia and myself. So thank you, Anastasia. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living. And let's connect. Go to laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free soul journaling guide and a 10-day soul journaling class empowering you to start living your soul-guided life. And have you liked me on Facebook yet? I hope you have, because if you have, you will receive inspiration every day to live your soul's calling. And join us next week when my guest will be Sarah McLean, best-selling author of Soul Centered. And she's going to share how meditative practices can transform your life physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Sarah was the education director at the Schoper Center for Well-Being and also a director for the School for the Work of Byron Katie. And she's the founder and director of the McLean Meditation Institute in Sedona, Arizona. And I know this is going to be another powerful conversation, so mark your calendars and join us next Tuesday, same time, 12 noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. And remember to visit our Vivid Life archives and listen to the wisdom from all of our guests to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life now. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.